It's very difficult. The filling is the most, the biggest issue of it. So with help from the uterus, which they've helped us over the last 18 years here, that's helpful. But it's, the rest of it's really funded from cash flow.
Do you think more could be being done by the government and state agencies to try and assist the likes of yourselves?
An obvious answer to that would be yes, but there's limited resources all around in our country. And all we can do is work within the confines of what we have, and the agencies are doing their best, I believe. From our point of view here, we want to manufacture added value products, products that have value that we can transport to the UK. Where we are located, as you're well aware, is geographically in the wrong place logistically. So we must continue to develop products with added value. We unfortunately dropped about 120 jobs 2 years ago on product that we were losing money on, and we relocated that production to the UK.
Now, I understand at the time that the euro sterling rate was cited as one of the main reasons behind that. So what has changed?
Well, the issue is not very much has changed from the euro point of view, but we took the products that were manufactured here with low value, and we took them and put them into our factory in the UK because there was just no way we could cover transport and indeed the extra overheads of operating a business here in Ireland. So since that, we focused and have been for the last 8-10 years on doing products where you're getting good value, good margin that'll sustain the transport and indeed the extra cost of producing here in Ireland.